This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online and on the satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are at, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people out there working on the third watch right now, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of America, plus to the Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And we can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, getting things started, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, got a lot of noise being made about the president chiming in about the Roger Stone case and that it might be an abuse of power. And I want you to listen to the famous words from the Wicked Witch of the West, your neighbor, Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this nonsense.
Saw the president this week demonstrate once again that he has no respect for the rule of law. His assault on the rule of law by engaging in political interference in the sentencing of his associate, Roger Stone, indicated an obstruction of investigation into Trump-Russia ties and witness tampering. That's what Stone was indicted for. This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interests. And the president is what he is. He thinks he's above the law. He has no respect for the rule. But where are the Republicans to speak out on this blatant violation?
All right. Enough for just a little bit. Blatant violation of having an opinion and rendering that opinion verbally.
That's right. I mean, Trump is entitled to an opinion just like any other American.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't appear that there's any pressure being exerted by the president.
Now, here's the kicker. What is the federal guideline for lying to the Congress? What is the maximum, supposedly, that they're supposed to give out?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 years, somewhere in there.
Right, and a $2,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. All right, so he's running an opinion based on the fact that this judge and what we're hearing from them and him and the prosecutors, which, by the way, they all decided to quit, but they can't be quit until the judge releases them. This judge and these prosecutors are all upset about this. But the president's got a real case here. And by the way, it also falls in line with the and these prosecutors, by the way, are the same people, some of them, that prosecuted Paul Manafort,
right.
And some of them also were involved with the Mueller investigation, and it's just unbelievable.
Well, it really is, and you know, I would actually sort of turn it back onto Speaker Pelosi. Why isn't she coming out against what appears to be a blatant attempt to make sure that Roger Stone, whatever he's done or whatever kind of person he is or whatever people think of Roger Stone, but he certainly is being made an example of. So if we're going to go beyond the guidelines, if we're going to go beyond what anybody else ever in the history of the universe would have ever gotten for something, whatever this is all about, well, why isn't she decrying that? Isn't that a miscarriage of justice in and of itself?
Well, it is, and let's try to finish this up. This is the rest of Nancy with her little stump speech, if you will, about another minute.
Of the rule of law. A.G. Barr has deeply damaged the rule of law by withdrawing the DOJ's sentencing recommendation, the act of interference, and Trump's retribution against lead attorney in the Stone case. Imagine that four of the prosecutors separated themselves from the case when the president did that. Just days after firing Lieutenant Colonel Benjamin for speaking truth to power, this all must be investigated. The American people must have confidence in our nation's system of impartial justice. And with the withdrawal of the four career prosecutors, the case, what an act of courage on their part. It must be commended.
Uh-huh. Truth to justice. Venman was truth to justice?
Yeah, no kidding.
That's her example?
Yeah. Hey, isn't that something? Well, you know, it sounds like she's reading this off almost as if it's sort of a perfunctory sort of thing that she's doing. There's no passion there. She doesn't really expect there to be any real...
No, and there is extreme prejudice and bias against Roger Stone and these prosecutors who, by the way, these prosecutors have a previous track record. That's not their first go-around. They have gotten in there, and they have stepped up and gotten their nose dirty before, but nobody did anything because they weren't paying attention. Well, they are now. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, we're going to continue this. I'm also going to tell you about meeting the Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's attorney last night in Tampa, Florida, Sidney Powell. What a dynamic lecture she gave. I'm telling you, can't wait to tell you about it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Friday morning edition, tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain and you've been trying a lot of different things and nothing's been working, or maybe you're on medication and the medication is giving you some side effects and you want to get rid of it, I've got a all-natural product that I've been taking for 3 years and 10 months that I want to tell you about. It's called Relief Factor. Now, the ingredients in this are good for you. There's vitamin nutrition C in here. There's things to help you out. And if you've got things like arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, general muscle aches and pain, just general pain altogether, then let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away, because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, you can take Relief Factor 3 times a day to begin with, and then twice a day after the first week, and you'll find out that in about 2 weeks' time, you'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. I ran into somebody again last night at the event that I was at with Sidney Powell that told me that they got on the Relief Factor, and just about 2 weeks afterwards, it took care of the problems that they had, the swelling that they had, and their ankles went down, the pain went away, and they're feeling a whole bunch better, and they thanked me very much for the idea that I gave them. So here's what you do. You go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the $19.95, that's all it costs, $19.95, 3-week quick start plan right there. I mean, after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? Relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the $19.95, 3-week quick start. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the important thing that we need to get out there about the Roger Stone situation and the the zealousy, if you will, on the part of the judge to go above and beyond the sentencing guidelines and actually give somebody four times the jail time than what is recommended by the sentencing guidelines that are there. The Attorney General stepped in, as he should have, because that's not right. But the reason for all of this is because who are the people involved? The judge and the U.S. attorneys, who appointed them? How did they get there?
Well, they'd be Obama appointees.
Yes. Thank you. And they're not going to do anything to help out anybody in the Trump camp, believe me when I tell you. And they're all in cahoots with each other. And the people that are involved in this, some of the other people along the way, have been Christopher Wray. Let's see. Christopher Wray is now what?
The FBI director, right?
Yeah, well, at one time he was a U.S. attorney, and he was involved in his case against Manafort and also early on against Stone when it first came out. But the thing of it is you brought up something during the break about this. I want you to tell the audience what you were thinking.
Well, you know, we're hearing about, you know, President Trump has abused his power by offering his opinion, and that somehow this is a major political statement that is causing a miscarriage of justice in our country and wrecking the rule of law, et cetera. But isn't this kind of thing what we're hearing from the judge and the prosecutors here? Couldn't that be construed as a political statement because it's a friend of Trump, you know, essentially Roger Stone? In other words, are we being sent a message that says, look, I mean, if you're at all close to this president and we get something, you're toast. And we're just sorry, but you're just toasted.
Well, Sidney Powell last night absolutely lit the River Church up over in Brandon with her discussions about how she got involved in this case with Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, what they had done to him, the misrepresentation of facts, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, the two of them operating together, Page, of course, the attorney, the FBI attorney, Strzok, of course, the FBI agent, and the type of directioning that they were going along, and then the threats made against Lieutenant General Flynn's son, which that's the reason why he decided to plead guilty and just make it all stop, because they were going to go after his son. For the same sort of thing they went after him for, and he knew he was being railroaded. He didn't want to put his family through the rest. The things that General Flynn have lost is just unbelievable. Probably $2 million is worth of possessions and homes and all that sort of stuff that he's lost that he can't get back unless, of course, he wins his case, which I think he's going to do pursuant to what Sidney Powell was telling us and all the different things that are in the pipeline, because the judge has had to stop what he's doing and put everything on an indefinite hold. But it's not going to stay there forever because the prosecutors involved in the Flynn case, some of whom are the same ones that were involved with Manafort. Again, these are people we've been hearing about on and off. There are connections that go right back into the Obama White House with Eric Holder and with Loretta Lynch.
Well, right. And you know, when Americans, Captain, they look at the statue of justice, you know, she has the scales, but she also has the blindfold on. Americans have a good reason to wonder, can they get a fair shake in this hotbed of a political climate?
Yeah, and
I think this is a very, very good question.
Now, Eric brings up a question about the president said the police acted stupidly or something like that. It wasn't the police, it was the FBI, I think he was referring to. But and he's entitled to his opinion. Everybody can have an opinion here. Now, this is the final little group of words that Nancy put together when she talked about what the president was trying to do. But pay attention. Words have meaning, folks. Pay attention.
But the actions of the Justice Department. Justice Department has this, should have this aura of something so apolitical, so above the political fray, that people have confidence in the rule of law in our country. The Attorney General has stooped to such levels. He's lied to Congress, for which he will be in contempt. He has engaged in these activities. What a sad disappointment to our country.
Okay, the Attorney General has lied to our country, and Nancy Pelosi has done what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting here wondering what Nancy Pelosi means. He lied to Congress? What's that all about?
And Nancy Pelosi has done what?
Be careful what you accuse somebody of. You may have already done it yourself.
That's true. Well, that, of course. But you see, they throw these things out there, and it's really kind of pathetic. You know, one would think that they'd be interested in trying to win an election, but they think maybe this is how they do it.
Now, why can't we go after these people on the other side of the aisle that we know have lied? We know they've made up stories. We know they've cheated. And by the way, did you know that in a lot of cases, because of the fact that they're saying things under the dome of the Capitol or out of the Justice Department, they said things that in certain circumstances they are exempt from the words and the actions that they themselves were accusing other people of that they may be guilty of? Did you know that?
Interesting. No, I did not.
Found that out last night.
Wow.
They operate under a cloak, a cape that nobody knows about, because that's why you heard all the stuff in the Congress, all these name calling, and things going back and forth, and Schiff standing there in Congress blatantly lying. We knew he was lying. They can't touch him.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's the same thing as, you know, they don't
have the rules of Congress.
Yeah, and they don't have to have the same health care we do either. Evidently, they can mandate whatever they want for us. But, you know, I remember too, Captain, didn't President Obama during the whole Hillary email dust up, didn't he say something like, nah, she didn't do anything wrong or something like that? And there was a big sort of dust up about that, but of course it never went anywhere. But wouldn't that be interfering with the potential investigation? Or at least, you know, I thought the president can't make any statement then, but presidents do make statements about what they think, but yet nobody called for Obama's impeachment over that.
No, and just because someone makes a statement doesn't mean that that's the policy coming forth. It means it's a statement. It says it's a comment that's made, and we still have freedom of speech in this country. But again, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't like the rules and you don't like seeing what's going on and you're sitting there and you're wondering how come we can't prosecute this person and this and that and all that sort of stuff, it's because of the swamp. It's because of the people that were in there, and we, the people, need to come in November, and we need to vote these bums out. We've got to do this.
Well, right. Otherwise, every single time there is a policy difference or difference of opinion, the Democrats are going to yell for impeachment, not only of the president, but anybody in the government that they don't like.
All right, and hold that thought, because I'm going to try to get a hold of, is this Dan the Man?
Yeah, this is he.
Can you hold over? Can you hold over during the break? Because I got less than a minute before I go to break here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, throw your point out there first, and then that's what we'll talk about when we come back.
Congressional record, if you listen to the representatives before they speak, I have the right to revise my comments. They can strip anything they say out of that and put anything in there that they didn't say. So it's used for court cases sometimes.
Hold that thought, because I found out last night from Attorney Sidney Powell that they cannot be held responsible for what they say under the dome in Washington, D.C. They can stand there and insult you all they want, and you can't touch them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about the biased jury foreperson in Roger Stone's trial. Tamika Hart, a Democrat who ran for Congress in 2012 and works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting numerous anti-Trump tweets on her page. President Trump tweeting, "Now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the Justice Department." Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Barr telling ABC News in an exclusive interview, "The president's tweets are not helpful when it comes to cases still pending."
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about cases pending in the department, about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and to our Friday morning edition, Tomorrow's News Tonight. We're having a conversation here about the rules in Washington, D.C., who can say what, how they can say it, and whether or not it applies to everybody else around there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Find them online at geico.com. And all you got to do when you go to the website is type in your zip code. It'll ask you what you want to do. And obviously, if you want to check and see if you can get a better deal with insurance or the premium or whatnot, then all you got to do is type in your zip code and then tell them what you want to do. And they will, in fact, give you a quote for not only the car or the truck that you're driving, but also your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo. And if you want to check on your homeowners and renters insurance, too, they'll also run a policy check and a policy statement for that. Now, if you do what I do, and that's have a car and have your homeowners insurance there, you get a discount. You get what's called a package discount. And that's the way I would suggest anybody does that. They also have renters insurance. So there you go. So that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we got Dan the Man on the line, but let me go over to Kyle first. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to do a three-way conversation here, so hang on. Okay, good morning, Dan the Man.
Good morning.
All right, now, I just had a comment come out of the chat room here from Eric, and he said, Senator Harry Reid played the same I-can-say-anything-that-I-want card regarding
wind regarding Mitt Romney when he was running for president. That's true. That's the whole point. That's what we're telling you. That's absolutely true. Now, you tell me where I'm wrong here.
Oh, you're not. It's even backed up by a Supreme Court decision called Sullivan versus New York Times. When you're in the dome or you're making political speech, you could basically say anything you want to. And you can say just about anything you want against anybody else. Certain exceptions, but, you know, as long as I don't insinuate criminal activity, you know, I can call any congressman any name they want. You know, when they're first elected, a lot of times they're sent their freshman year up to Harvard,
yeah,
Kennedy School, for 3 weeks of training.
Right.
And basically that's all it is. This is what you say. This is how you say it. And, you know, it's basically teaching a bunch of decent people how to be pariah, at least with the English language. And they're very good at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as long as you're on that House floor or the Senate floor, you can say just that you can exaggerate, you can lie. And like I said, if you listen to C-SPAN, and when a congressman is granted time, you know, I reserve the right to advise my comments and remarks. Mr. Speaker, I revise my rights to revise my remarks and comments, which means that for the congressional record, they can go back and they can substitute, subtract, or add. They can put things in the congressional record they didn't even say.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they still use the congressional record, especially on the appeals courts, the Supreme Court. What did that law
okay
mean?
Now, let me ask the professor here a question. Kyle, Alan Dershowitz yesterday said that Roger Stone should get a new trial in lieu of all this stuff that we've now heard coming out.
Yeah, that is very, very interesting because, again, if we're looking at possible miscarriage of justice or real bias, as we're now finding out about this jury foreperson, this woman on the jury who evidently was a candidate for Congress at some point.
Right, as a Democrat.
Right, and did this tweet. And,
yep.
And essentially, from what we understand in so many words, is pretty much anti-Trump, as far as you can get. This could mean that there was bias in how this case was heard, how it was decided and adjudicated. So,
yeah.
So in our system, if it's not fair, then yes, you should probably get a new
yeah
trial.
And Dan, this woman, this forewoman that was the foreman of the jury, she was tweeting during the course of the trial.
Well, that should have disqualified her there. And
exactly.
Alternate in her spot. And the things that I've read about the foreman of the jury, what he was doing, basically the same thing.
The foreman was a woman, sir. The foreman was a woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that all should have been thrown out, and it should have started over. Roger Stone himself is kind of a weirdo. I hate to admit it.
No, he is. He's his own worst enemy.
You know, I kind of see this throughout the last 3 years, you know, whether it's, he is his own worst enemy, but, you look at the liberal side, the left side, the media side, people like Chris Matthews, people like Lawrence O'Donnell. You know, with Trump, they're reliving their heyday of the early mid-70s during Watergate. And Roger Stone's kind of doing the same thing. He over-identified with Nixon and Watergate.
You mean the tattoo on his back that says Nixon?
Yeah. He worships Nixon.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see this brought out in this episode. It's almost comedic if it wasn't so detrimental to the country and to the Republican Party.
Yeah, now, Kyle, Hope Hicks is back in the mix again. I liked her. I remember her when she started out down here in Florida as the public relations gal out of Florida. Got a chance to meet her, talk to her. She's a very sharp cookie. Then she got moved up the line into the national campaign. And then, of course, when the president got elected, she went with him to the White House. And, of course, they tried to ruin her. It did not work.
It did not work, but she is back. We understand that she will, her title, I believe, will be counselor to the president. She'll report directly to Jared Kushner, but she will be back giving the president advice. She is a very trusted advisor of the president, and I think, Captain, now that the impeachment trial is over, there may be more rumblings in the House, of course, but now that the trial is behind the president, I think he's going full bore. I think he wants to bring on people that he knows he can trust and will give him a good opinion on whatever the subject is.
And Dan DeMann, the Attorney General William Barr, has decided that, he's agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. I don't know how that's going to work out. Isn't that Jerry Nadler?
That'd be Jerry Nadler. But I liked Bill Barr because what Eisenhower said, calculated ambiguity. Barr can be very interesting for the longest period of time, but not say anything. He's a master at it. And I think if you're going to send anybody from the Trump administration to the Judiciary Committee, I would send up Barr. Barr seems to be the linchpin. And I would not, if I was Trump, I would take Barr's advice.
Sure.
Knock off the twitty, because you lose Barr, I don't know how you would replace him.
Yeah.
He was almost, I tell you what, he is Donald Trump's George Marshall.
That's right.
And I don't know how, what would happen. He's not going to get anything through the Senate before the election in November.
Well, Dana, man, I want to thank you for calling in. We've made a lot of really good points there, so I'm going to let you go, and we'll talk to you probably next week.
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Kyle, my sharing, you too.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, that's Dan DeMann, and of course it's always a privilege and an honor to be able to speak to him, and his experience is tenfold. Kyle, let's very briefly go over here to China. China's Hubei province reported 4,823 additional coronavirus cases, confirming that the nearly 15,000 reported a day earlier was one off the situation due to a new method for counting infections. The case total is, in fact, higher than that.
Well, that's right. We understand that some 51,000, this is the number I have, Captain, 51,986 people have been infected in that province. This is big time, and most unfortunately, this is getting worse before it gets better, obviously. And also, Captain, we're hearing that once again, they're confirming, I believe, that you don't have to be showing symptoms in order to be able to transmit this disease.
Right.
From the reports that I've seen. So again, as we look at this incubation period and we see how this is going, it is, and by the way, I want to put this in a little perspective. Back in 2018, the number of traffic related deaths, I believe, was about 40,000. So, you know, we are seeing, just massive amounts of these cases. Can you imagine what that will be like if we start seeing these kinds of numbers with coronavirus? That's people over a whole year. And what we're projecting on coronavirus could be upwards of that. And that's a very scary thing indeed.
And here's something to think about as we go to the end of the segment here. The CDC is saying that the coronavirus test kits are flawed.
Oh, my goodness. See, this
flawed.
Yeah. That's not good.
No, not at all. All right. Well, Kyle, we'll let you go. The music's coming up in my ear. I look forward to talking to you on the weekend show, so stay low.
Thank you, Captain. You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And by the way, Mitch McConnell says that he's open to filling the Supreme Court with one more seat in 2020. I don't know what he knows that we don't know, but he's saying that if there's a vacancy that occurs in 2020, he's looking forward to filling that seat. All righty, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. You truckers out there, we'll tell you what's going on in the roads. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you.
that's going back ways, late 60s, early 70s. The Edgar Winters group, Frankenstein. It even sounds like it, doesn't it? Frankenstein reminds me of one of those movies, but anyway, is what it is. Remember those old Boris Karloff movies? So there you go. But the Truckers Highway Bible Report is brought to you by our good friends at your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore, so stop on by and see what they have to offer. And let's get right to the weather. We've got a wind chill advisory tonight. Once again, in effect, from the northern plains to parts of the Great Lakes and northern New England, where a dangerously cold air mass, and I'm talking about below zero temperatures, significantly below zero temperatures, coming off the mountains and whatnot, are remaining in place before a moderating trend occurs later on this weekend. Now, meanwhile, several storm systems are going to bring locally heavy coastal rains and mountain snows out to the Pacific Northwest over the weekend. We've got one that's worked its way in, and it's in as far as Wyoming. So you guys and gals up there in Wyoming tonight, you're getting snow, you're getting wind, and if you're moving around in Wyoming tonight, be careful. There might be some troubles trying to see again because of the wind and the snow and all that stuff. Then, of course, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on down along the Montana border, down towards, down about 100 miles into that northern tip of Idaho. You've got snow tonight. You've got snow in Snoqualmie coming out of Seattle going east along I-90, and that snow continues up to British Columbia and also goes all the way down through the central part and the mountainous part of Washington State. You've got snow tonight up on top of Cabbage. Be advised of that. So if you're coming up and down Cabbage, you want to just to keep in mind that there is snow there. Got some snow in some northern portions of Montana tonight. So keep that in mind, too. Now, the bitter cold temperatures are in the following states with a wind chill. The eastern part of North Dakota, the eastern part of South Dakota, all of Minnesota, all of Wisconsin, most of Illinois, most of Iowa. Then it kind of skipjacks across with some lake effect snow coming in the western side of Michigan, off Lake Michigan, and then over to the upstate New York area, across the Tug Hill Plateau, the Adirondacks, up through the St. Lawrence River Valley, wind chill conditions up there for temperatures that will be well below zero. The same for northern New Hampshire and northern Maine tonight. Temperatures will be well below zero, especially with the wind that's blowing. Now, there is some rain to talk about in Mississippi Valley, going down into the western part of Kentucky, over towards the southern part of Illinois, and the southeastern corner of Missouri, and then you got rain the western part of Tennessee over towards Memphis. You got rain in the northern part of Mississippi tonight, pretty much across the I-20 area, if you will, of Mississippi. And then there's some scattered fog again tonight. Southern Florida, you may be seeing fog right now down along the southern part of the listening area here for our stations in Florida from Fort Myers on up towards Sarasota, up into Tampa. There's some sea fog. There's some scattered fog along I-75 and, of course, on the roads going over east. Alligator Alley has got some fog on it tonight down there, so be advised. Now, up here in the Gulf, some scattered fog all the way from the Pensacola area all the way over towards New Orleans, so be advised of that. Also, there may be some scattered fog elsewhere over a little bit further over towards Houston, Texas, and that's a strong possibility. Now, again, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you, because it's not about being your daddy's truck stop anymore. They're not. Your daddy's truck stop, the old days of the Pilots, you've heard me say this many times, they'd go in there, they'd have the hot dogs on the cylinder thing where they cooked them there, you know, the thing that rolled the hot dogs around and kept them moving around in a circle. That's how they cooked them. That's how you get your dogs. For the most part, they didn't have anything that was made fresh other than that. And now, for crying out loud, you go into a Flying J or a Pilot. In the Pilots, you're liable to find an Arby's, a McDonald's, could find a Wendy's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, might find a Chester's Chicken, might also find a full-service Dairy Queen, or, get this, a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, where they've actually got a food menu now. And, of course, in the Flying J's, you'll find a nice sit-down Denny's restaurants or a Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill, all decent eating places. And the bigger ones up by the bigger cities in the Northeast and Chicago and over towards Detroit and even out west near the bigger cities, you'll not only have a sit-down restaurant in there, you'll have perhaps a Pizza Hut, perhaps a Subway, perhaps a Taco Bell, or it could maybe even be a Dairy Queen, or it could be a Dunkin' Donuts in there, but you'll find something else right along with it. Now, remember, you stop by on the third watch, tell them the captain sent you, you're going to get a free cup of coffee. Nelson's got that down to a science. Nelson has that down to a science. He knows how to do that. And I think he's probably listening right now as we're talking about him. That's okay, Air. If your ears are ringing there, Nelson, that's okay. Now, want to remind everybody, this weekend I'm going to be at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, Two Guys Gun Show last weekend was over in Largo. This weekend it moves to Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market. And they've got a big shed there, and that big shed says gun show on it. Can't miss it. You drive on down to the building, park over there, and you come through the fence and then walk around and come in the front door. Not the back door, because the back door is locked. You come in the front door and see what they have to offer. Now, they had quite a display last weekend. It wasn't just guns. There was some outdoor gear there. There was some fishing equipment there, which I thought was really a great idea to see that. That was the first time that I'd seen that in a while, but that was really good and very popular exhibit for the people to see. And he did all right in terms of equipment. And you also have different clothing there, you know, to help you along. You've got, of course, the holsters, the support industries for the weapons. And then, of course, you got the various gun dealers that are there, manufacturers and individual dealers. So it's all good to see, and you can stop this Saturday or Sunday from 9 to 5 at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Now, their address is 180 Speedway Road, 180 Speedway Road in Oldsmar, Florida. So stop on by, check it out, see what they have to offer. You'll be glad you did, because they got some great, great, great specials on some really good firearms there, both new and pre-owned. And they also had the largest display of antique firearms of anywhere. They got the old muskets, the old pistols. They've got right on up until they did away with the black powder or weapons, if you will. So they got all of that there, and a lot of good things, a lot of great people to talk to, too. You'll enjoy it. All righty. Music coming in my ear. That means we got to go. When I come back, hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch, tomorrow's news tonight, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.